me about the different work you've done when you were growing up.
Well, I have, me and my husband together, I have farmed. The first thing, I farmed and read up a cow, seen after them. And they used to have a thing of dipping called, you know, had to dip cow, you know, in a vapor eat them fever ticks. And me and my mother have read this time, oh my goodness, waded water and mud and stuff up there, and because I used to help my husband cross that. I saw them all fast as he had broadside, you know. I saw it all cross ties, and I have saw down trees as big around, big and large around the hood, but that little car for you. By myself. In the field. But that was for wood, you know, for my mother. For wood. And I did saw down oak trees since me and my husband together. Mother been past and gone. Father too. Saw them around and saw off in the blocks. And I did dug around and split up stump, you know, stump like see people call tar wood. And tore that up for wood to the house to have to burn to keep him warm. Put on my shoulder. That's true. I'm just saying you what Jesus pleased with. Put some, I think, one or two pieces around there now. Well, I moved. And a piece of wood like this here, put it on my shoulder and cut down. I would take that wood far from here. No, he further from here down the end of that road. Put it on my shoulder and piled it up there like a truck. And I wasn't able to cut all the way. I'd cut parts of it, you know, put it down and pile it. Mm-hmm. And then, when I got it all out the woods, I'd go back and get it carried on to the house. I've done some work in my life. So, and then these powder mill, like you see down here, me and my daughter, she wasn't too tall. Mm-hmm. Got a shovel, axe, and grub it home, you know, clean up new ground, you know what I mean, letting the fence out. I did that, had them all up and down the side of the fence. I see it working. You know, if people just have seed, because some of them don't go to have seen it. The work that I have did, they wouldn't believe it. Mm-hmm. They honest wouldn't believe it. But I said, Lord, I have done it. I've taken in the washing and ironing of his boss man, Mr. Clothes. I tell him, I said, bring them on a Monday or a Tuesday. And I'd wash my other clothes along with them. Of course, it was rained down a lot. I mean, I had to get another lady to help, but she's dead and gone now. And I'd wash their clothes, put them out in mine, and iron theirs up the same evening. The same day. And they could get them back. Now, I've had it wrong. But still, I thank God. Had two, that's the fun thing, you have Scoop Bates. Oh, Lordy. You can ask Deacon Rouse up there because we was baiting for him. Right on that here, we was baiting with him. And I would come home that evening sometime, it'd be sundown. See, most sometime I have the lights on. And my little grandson I had with him when he wasn't going to school, he's just about like that. Mm-hmm. And I'd do all the scooping, you know. And he'd pick up Bates because that was before they cleaned up all the property land down there at Howard Creek. And on this time we'd have done been out there sometime the sun just rising good, we'd be on our way. We'd have got and fixed back and clean up my house. Mm-hmm. And go down there and bait all day. Come back. It's a heap seed, but it's sure a few knows. Mm-hmm. And then I'd come up here to church. Mm-hmm. That was your running me up into God in Christ Church. We'll put you right back over here. And I'd come to revival meeting every night and bait every day.